save your
form. Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at what to do when the pressure's on. And we started to see there are four things that we need to do. And the first thing that we had to do was we had to focus on God. Focus on Jesus. Don't lose your focus. Stay focused on Him. The second thing we're looking at right now, that's where we're at right now, is focus on your potential in Christ or in God. Your potential. Focus on that in God. And God will help you. God will get you through every circumstance. God will take you over the situation. God will bless you. When you focus on Him and you focus on your potential in Him, you're heading for victory. There's going to be another two we'll look at over the coming days, but we want you to continue in this one right now and see what the Word of God is showing us.
And so instead of focusing on the weakness, I've got to focus on my potential in Christ. Philippians 4:13 from the Voice. I can be content in any and every situation through the Anointed One who is my power and strength. And listen, you got to be humble. If my people, which are called by my name, Christians, will humble themselves. The first thing he says, humble yourself. And do the things he says, then he'll heal the land, forgive, and etc., etc. God's looking for humility. If a person's not humble, they'll never receive God's strength because they feel they can do it on their own. And so what we've got to do is look at the passion. He says, I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. Every difficulty, I'm infused with power of God. Now, 2 Corinthians 1:21 says, He that anointed you is God. God has anointed your life. You can write that down, 2 Corinthians 1:21. I don't have it in my notes, but He that has anointed you is God. He that anointed Jesus was God. Jesus went about doing all that he did because God was with him. We have God with us. We can go about doing all that Jesus did as he said we would because God is with us. The anointing of God is in our lives. And so we need to start seeing what we actually possess in Christ. We have the anointing. We have the authority. We have the power. We have the absolute power of God in our life. That's why, voice translation again, I can be content in any and every situation through the Anointed One, who is my power and strength. Jesus is the Anointed One who's your power and strength. But the same anointing that was on Christ is in me. Romans 8:11 tells you that he that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. And if he that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit, which dwelleth in you. The same Spirit that gave Jesus the power, the anointing, the authority, is the same Spirit that's in me and you. Amen. Now, I'm not saying we're Jesus, by no means, and no stretch of the imagination. But do you know that we can do what he did? Because he said we can. And that means I can now start seeing things the way he did. I want the mind that is in Christ in me. And so when Jesus looks at a situation, how does he see it? How does he view sickness? How does he view no money? I'll tell you how. Fish. Boom. Go pay our taxes. How does he view sickness? Come out of it. Boom. Healed. How does he view death? Visions and dreams that have died. Lazarus, get up. have that mind? Can you have that mind? Can you have the mind of Christ in you? That when there was not enough food to feed the 15,000 plus minus, that he said, Father, I bless us. Boom, he broke it and fed the 15,000. Have the mind of Christ that he has in you. Can we do this? Absolutely, because he said we can. Listen, Joel 3:10, he says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Joel 3:10. Let the fearful say, I am brave. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the doubtful say, I'm in faith. Let the sick say, I'm healed. Let the broke say, I'm prosperous. I encourage you, don't run at your giant with your mouth shut. You've got to start seeing your potential and know that you can take any giant down. It can be the giants that are attacking the world right now. You can stand in victory right now. You can be victorious in everything. You've got to believe in yourself in Christ. Say, I believe in myself in Christ. Amen. The in Christ is the major part. That's an important part in your life. Amen. That's a part that will see you through any adversity in Christ, through Christ, with Christ. I mean, really, this is not just, you can come up, Canaan. This is not just some kind of Mickey Mouse thing that, you know, we just wrote a book and we thought it'd be nice to put that in. This is the Word of God. This is a spiritual situation we're talking about right here. This has spiritual connotation to it. There are spiritual laws that govern what God says. And the laws that he said will come to pass. Like gravity will work for anybody. God's word that the weak say, I'm strong, will come to pass. They will be strong. The fearful say, I'm not, I'm brave, I'm not fearful. They will end up being brave. God's word carries the power. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing through the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. God's word goes deep, right within the recesses of your subconscious. And he'll turn things around. He'll weed out the bad. And the good will start being produced in your life. But you've got to get to a place of believing that my potential is what God said my potential is. People often ask me, how's God going to turn the situation around? To be honest with you, I have no clue. I've been in situations, my wife is too. She says she can't wait to see what the Lord's going to do or how he's going to do it. I've prayed for healing. I've prayed for finances. And you know what? 9 out of 10 times it came away, I didn't expect it. We got wiped out in the mall, our church, our school, everything. We were wiped out. I didn't have a clue how we were going to get out of this. All I knew is God is faithful. Don't try to work it out. Just know that he will. If he says, cast your cares upon me, do it. Why will I do it? Because he cares for me. He's going to take care of it. And so we've got to believe in these things. So when people ask you, how's God going to do this? You can answer them honestly. I really don't know. Because sometimes there is no way. I've seen people in situations that I'm thinking, oh, sweet Jesus, help them get faith. Really? And God does something. I mean, and I look and I think, you're kidding. Who are you? Do you ever get there? I mean, seriously. He'll give you an answer through your puppies. He'll tell you what to do through your dog. I wasn't expecting some stuff. My dogs have helped me. Was it the dog? No, it was God working through them. He'll work through your dogs, Joey. I'm not joking. He will. Instead of focusing on how, focus on the author and the finisher of your faith. He is the one who gives you the ability to triumph over every circumstance of your life. No matter what's going on, 2020, no matter what's going on in your marriage or your relationships, no matter what's going on in your body, no matter what's happening in your finances, no matter what's going on with your children, I'm telling you, no matter who's not saved in your family, no matter, you put your faith and your trust in God and you say, the potential in me, I'm focusing on you and now I'm seeing the potential in my life and I am going to call things that are not as though they were. And because there's an anointing in my life, it will come to pass. And I'm not going to doubt again. It's done. It's over. Someone comes to ask you, what are you going to do? Oh, that's done. Oh, it's finished. I'm healed. I'm prosperous. I'm victorious. I'm strong. I'm powerful. I'm at peace. I'm in joy. God loves you. God cares for us. God is an amazing God. Why don't you just raise your hands right now and just say, Father God, you are so good to me. You are awesome in my life. You take such good care of me and all that are in my life. I thank you, Lord. I give it to you. Every problem, I come against those problems by giving them to you. And now I leave those problems in your hands. And I'm at peace. I rest. And I see the victory. I see the victory. I see the victory. I walk in victory. I walk in health. I walk in prosperity. I walk in protection. I walk in your grace, in your love, in your forgiveness. I live with you as you live in me. Thank you, Lord, for being this in my life, for taking care of the problem and making me your child. I love you. I love you. I love you. Now put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, I know that you love me. I know, Lord, that you will never forsake me. You will never leave me. You will never desert me. You are with me. You are guiding me. You are leading me. You are encouraging me. You are strengthening me. You are my life. And I thank you. You are the bread of life. Amen. 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 That's God. Hallelujah. So what we're going to do next week, I'm going to give you the other two. But you know what they are. You can start studying them if you want to. Remember, you can start studying those if you'd like. But I encourage you, applied knowledge is power. Apply what you're hearing today. Start turning to God. Start looking at God. Start seeing the potential in your life. Start focusing on God. You know, when Peter took, and you can stand, when Peter was focusing on God, he saw Jesus. He was walking on the storm. He was walking on the waves. He was walking on the water. But soon as he took his focus off of God, he began to sink. I want to encourage you, focus on God. Trust God. He'll come through for you. He'll come through for every one of you. He will not let one of you down. He's never failed and he's not about to start now. Amen. And listen, he may do it in a way that's totally foreign to you. He may heal you through a doctor, or he may heal you through just a miraculous healing. He may get you the money through someone, or he may give you an idea. But he'll do it. He'll do it. He'll help you to lose weight. Yeah, that's how much he cares for us. He'll help us to lose weight. If it's a concern to me, it's a concern to God. And if I'm having a problem in that area, cast my cares upon him.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters,